We welcome you to the first edition of Titans All Access for 2014. We call it our special draft weekend edition. I'm Mike Keith, joined by my new co-host, Taylor Lewin. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Actually,
glad to be here.
First round pick. You don't have to co-host the show, but we're glad to have you leading off. The process, so much talk, the tackles, how would the top 10 go, everything winding away. When you pick up that phone and it's the Titans at number 11, describe the feeling.
It was an unbelievable feeling. And at first, you know, there was a lot of emotions going through it, obviously, because there was a third tackle taken. And no one likes to be second or even third best in their job. Nobody ever wants that. And then as soon as the Titans were on the clock and that phone rang, it's just all those, you know, the upset and disappointment of not being the first tackle kind of all went away because of a place like this and, you know, the great fan base that they have. And, you know, Mike Martin, who's a guy I played with at Michigan, I couldn't think of a better place for me.
Were you teasing when you said Thursday night that you were angry that you were the third tackle taken?
I was mad. There's no doubt about it, but that's the competitive nature of myself and probably every player in the NFL is you want to be the best. You don't want to be second best. You don't want to be third best. So I'm happy with where I'm at. And it's not specifically that I didn't go somewhere else. It's really just that, you know, I could have gone in the third round, but if I was the first tackle taken, I would have been happy.
You do tease a lot, though.
Do I?
Well, that's what is said. And when you came here and visited with us, we had a lot of fun interviewing you on your pre-draft visit. You're more outgoing. Did you find you were asked about that a lot in the pre-draft process?
Not so much. More media than actual coaches. And I think, you know, people get it really mixed up. If someone's an outgoing individual, they're a goofball and all that. And, you know, I like to enjoy myself. I like to have fun with my friends. But at the same time, as you know, my job is to play football. And between the lines, I don't think anything's quirky about me. I like to take a guy, put him in the dirt as much as I possibly can.
Do you totally change between the lines?
I would say I completely 180.
Where does that come from?
Everyone talks about that switch. Everyone's always talking about a switch on and off. And I guess that's just something that I have that I really take pride in.
But a lot of big guys aren't like that, though, because they've never sort of had to be like that, like a smaller guy would be to sort of, you know, get aggressive.
Right.
I know you played hockey, you played other sports. Does that just come from your total sports background?
Actually, when I was younger and I played sports, as soon as checking was implemented in hockey, I quit because I didn't like the physicality.
Then, seriously?
Yeah, and then one day, kind of my freshman year of high school, my dad made me play football again and kind of just took off from there and fell in love with it. And then the whole physicality of everything, I really enjoy that aspect of the game now.
Your story is so unusual because you were a defensive lineman, and your senior year, you switched schools, you became an offensive lineman, but you weren't a five-star recruit or anything like that. And yet by your redshirt freshman year at Michigan, you're starting at tackle. Mm-hmm. How did it happen so fast?
Taking the time and doing the things you need to do. I wanted to be successful, and so instead of, you know, when the freshmen are going out because they're out of the house for the first time in their life, I was inside, I was looking at the playbook. It's, you know, if you want to get something done in life, then go get it done. There's no point in making excuses and saying, he said, she said, and this is why I couldn't do this. So might as well, you know, go and do it.
Football is that important to you?
It's not just football. It's everything about life. If you want to be successful in something, I don't care if you're an accountant. It's, you know, you invest in it, and that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not necessarily saying I'm successful or I've done anything, because to be totally honest with you, I haven't done anything. But to learn from these veterans and learn from these guys and how they've been in the league for so long and hopefully make that a part of my game and a part of my life so I can be successful, it's gonna be huge.
Finally, why did you want to play for the Tennessee Titans?
No, just everything about it. First of all, I love country music. I've been through this town twice for very short periods, one to meet with the team and one just to drive through. And you know, this place not only has, like I said, a great fan base and, you know, great coaching staff and, you know, all the tools to be successful, but it's also a great place to live. I mean, every time I've talked to somebody, whether it's in the city or, you know, around here, I've never seen somebody not smiling or not happy. And it's like, it's very casual. And I just, you know, everything about this situation, I'm in love with.
It fits Taylor Lewin?
It does.
We're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Taylor Lewin from Michigan, the number 11 pick overall, future left tackle for the Tennessee Titans.